Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
That's Alanis Morissette and Ironic on Cam FM. Time now to cross again to the river and have a chat with our commentary team ahead of Men's Division 2. Afternoon, guys.
You mean like this?
Very good afternoon to you, live from the River Cam. We're about to kick off with Men's Division 2. I'm standing at Grassy Corner. It's absolutely rammed with spectators at the moment. We've got lots of different splash tops from different colleges. Just heard the one-minute cannon. Predictions for this race? Well, you know, it's quite interesting. Colleges up for play, and the addition of Superspoons. We've already got that late, but they might go further. Superspoons, Downing M2, and Emmanuel M1, now in the first division. The talk of the river is about Churchill 1's headwear. Matt Grayson, he looked his hat on the... Let's go to Kim with a rundown of the start of the race.
Yep, so we've got Emmanuel 1, Keys M2, Fitzwilliam M1, Churchill M1, Downing M2. First and third M2, Homerton M1, Lady Margaret M2, Jesus M2, Sydney Sussex M1, Queens M2, Christ M2, Pembroke M2, Wilson M1, Corpus Christi M1, Darwin M1, Emmanuel M2, and the Spanish Park Racing Hughes Hall. Right past me now is Emmanuel. They're looking very strong. They're going, they're followed by Keys, who are also very strong. They're about a boat and a half length apart, followed by Fitzwilliam, I believe, and they are about two boat lengths apart. It's going well. The guys are going very strong. The sun's actually come out here by the river, which is fantastic. It's been very, very chilly. So now I've got Churchill just passing me. As you can hear, they've got some support on their boat team on the bicycles. And followed by Downing, who they're about two, maybe three boats apart. And I've got first and thirds coming up with a boat length in between them and Homerton. How's it looking down by you, Mike?
Yeah, Kim, first boat's coming around the corner now. See the blades of Emmanuel coming through the gut. They're being hotly pursued by Keys 2, the highest second eighth boat. Keys are closing on them very well around grass, but I think they have probably gone a bit on the wide side. Personally, it's best to steer the racing line catch on the exit grass, not on the entrance. It got down as close as half a length, but now Emmanuel are motoring away as they go round the grassy corner. Hoping that up to three quarters of a length, I would say. But no, Keys actually finding extra pace as they get out of grassy corner. Still going a bit north bank for my liking. Keys very north bank, actually. But they managed with a superior stroke rate and strength to bring it down to, I would say, half a length. But Keys on Emmanuel as we go up Plough Reach. Behind those, is Fitz, and an excellent corner for Churchill. Churchill taking a south bank line, bringing the distance between them and Fitz down to less than a length. And this is really exciting now. Further back, you've got the blades there of Downing. First and third are going around the corner. They're very hotly pursued here by the Homerton boat. It's now down to a quarter of a length. There is overlap as they go near the south bank round grassy corner. There is overlap. The Cox is desperately trying to keep the third off the bow of the Hughes of the Homerton boat, but it's not going to happen. It looks like the blade of number eight is going to catch them. Yes, that's it. Hand in the air, bump. Homerton have been bumped. Homerton's bumped on grassy. Let's go over to Gemma.
All right, well, down here, we've just got Emma M1 running past, but Keys M2 are right on their tail. There is overlap as they're coming round in corner. Surely there is going to be a bump as they're coming round the reach. Keys M2 are going in for the kill, Emma are taking a very narrow line. Okay, and we'll hand it back over.
More action round grassy. We've got the Queen's boat. They're chasing Sydney Sussex 1. It's Queen's 2 on Sydney Sussex 1. They brought it down to overlap as they went round grassy corner. And now I would say there's less than quarter of a length in it. Queen's broken very well. They're hotly following them. Lucy, what are you seeing?
I'm down here on Long Reach, and Keys are so close. Keys M2 are so close to Emmanuel M1. They are actually having overlap at the moment. The course is possibly about to declare. The ball of the Keys boat is actually Keys coming up against the Cox. The Cox has just declared and conceded. That's a bump. So Keys M2 have bumped Emmanuel M1, and Keys makes it to the top of the EM2 division. I'm handing back to you, Mike. There's nothing much else to report.
That tussle between Queens and Sydney Sussex is still going on.
Gemma.
They've managed an overlap, but they are managing to hold each other's boats off. Sydney Sussex avoiding the Buffalo and Queens as they go around this corner. Further back, I can see the blades there of Christ. They've got clear water either side. And then Pembroke are being pursued really hotly by Wolfson, now down to half a length of the exit. But really exciting further back is Corpus Christi. Darwin trying to catch them. Darwin going rather wide for the exit of Grassy. They had overlap, but that's going to now drop and open up to a quarter of a length. Let's look up at Ditton. What's happening?
Basically, I can just confirm there's been two bumps in like the last 5 minutes. Jesus have just put up on Lady Margaret M2, and also there's been a bump by, I think it's Fitzwilliam up on Queens. That's Queens on Fitzwilliam, wrong way round. But there have just been two bumps. They've all pulled in at Din. I've had to move out of the way, and now Christ are just rowing past. Looks like a bit of a lonely row round for them as they come onto the reach. And again, there's another bump coming. I'll pass over to you.
To Kim. It seems like there was a bump here at the start of the race with Hughes Hall. Pardon?
Bumped
M2. So Hughes Hall has bumped M2. I'm here with one of the buddies. Do you want to give us a word?
It was quick. It was good. It was. We rode hard and we wanted this position. We moved up from the last division, so we're feeling pretty good with ourselves.
Okay, so that's just a confirmation that Hughes Hall has actually bumped Emma M2.
Lucy?
Kim.
Yep.
Let's go to Lucy. I'll just say before we do, that means Hughes Hall, I think, have risen 7 places in this competition. Already got the blades in the last race. So that's like super blades. Go over to Lucy.
Hi, this is Lucy here on Long Reach. I'm just watching as Pembroke is coming. Sorry, no, that's actually Darwin, who are coming very quickly up to Pembroke M2. There's probably about a quarter of a length, a third of a length between them. And because Darwin actually started behind Corpus Christi and Wolfson, who were between them and Pembroke, it will be an overbump if they manage to make it up over the course of this long reach. So we'll hopefully be able to hand off to Eleanor, who will be further down the long reach, to tell you about that. In terms of other crews, we have... I feel like I may have called that wrongly. There's Darwin just passing now with Corpus Christi, so there may be some sort of mistake. I apologise for that. We'll hear more from Eleanor. Apart from that, I've seen a lot of crews rowing over. So we saw Fitzwilliam, Churchill and Downing all rowing comfortably over.
Eleanor. So we've got no Eleanor. I'll just recap what we've seen so far. Manual 1 bumped by Keys 2. At the top, then Church and Downing. We're not sure what happened, but they had good distance between them around Grassy. First and third, 2 bumped by Austin in Grassy Corner. LMBC 2 bumped by Jesus around Ditton. Sydney were eventually bumped by Queens, having played with each other's bow and stern for half the course. Christ then 2, I've got nothing to do, look for a rover. Pembroke 2 and Wolfson 1. Still rowing at last counts. Have we seen the cyan blades of Pembroke being pursued by the dark blue striped blades of Wolfson at all?
Yeah, Lucy here at Long Reach. That's actually what I saw before. They were probably about a quarter of a length between them maybe 30 seconds ago, so we'll have to probably check with the results tent at the end of the race to hear what happened there. And then Corpus Christi and Darwin were following up behind them, and they were reasonably close but not necessarily going to bump. And I haven't seen any sign of Emmanuel yet.
Emmanuel by Hughes Hall, that's right, yep. So, just let's stay with Corpus Christi and Darwin then. Are they in your sight at all, Lucy? Can you see them?
They're totally gone, yeah. They've gone
to fight,
of course. Yeah.
Okay, and we have no... we don't know what's up to our other commentator. So, this is what I think is probably going to happen or has happened. Emmanuel 1 bumps by Keys 2, Fitzwilliam Churchill... And Downing 2, probably going to first bump by Thomason. LMBC 2 bumped by Jesus. Sydney Sussex were bumped by Queens. Christ 2 going to have to row over. Pembroke 2 and Wolfson 1, we don't know. It's a quarter of a distance, a quarter of a length as to the long reach, so we'll have to see what happened there. Corpus Christi similarly will be gained by Darwin, perhaps more like a length in it. That's what we don't know. Emmanuel 2 definitely bumped by an absolutely delighted Hugh Tall crew who are rowing past Grassy now. Flag aloft, I don't think you can get a big enough flag for going up 7 places back into the second division proper. Well done, Hughes Hall. Let's hand back to the studio and then we'll pop down and get some.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.